Welcome to Target Field in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adam Eaton. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Anderson. Batting third. The left fielder, Melky Cabrera. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Todd Frazier. Batting sixth. The DH, Tyler Saladino. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Avisail Garcia. Batting eighth. The catcher, Kevin Smith. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Yalmer Sanchez. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Anthony Renato. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Brian Dozier. Batting second. The shortstop, Jorge Polanco. Batting third. The DH, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Trevor Plouffe. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Max Kepler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Miguel Sano. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Eddie Rosario. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Ryan Murphy. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Byron Buxton. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Andrew Albers. And now, play ball. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eaton strikes out. 1 out. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sano juggles the ball. That's an error on Sano. Anderson moves to second. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Abreu hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Frazier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosario throws the ball into Dozier, who tags Frazier, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 2 outs. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Saladino takes first base on ball 4. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dozier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Polanco hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Smith is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polanco misplays the ball. That's an error on Polanco. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smith moves to second. Carlos Sanchez, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sanchez hits a fly ball into center field. Buxton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith moves to third. 1 out. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eaton is 0 for 1 in the game. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Smith scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-0, White Sox. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Anderson strikes out. 2 outs. Melky Cabrera batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes Eaton. The throw from Murphy and he is out, Dozier applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Plouffe takes first base on ball 4. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kepler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Plouffe moves to second. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Plouffe moves to third. Kepler moves to second. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Rosario strikes out. 1 out. J.R. Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Byron Buxton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Buxton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's White Sox, 4, Twins, 4. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Dozier is 0-for-1 in the game. Dozier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Polanco is 0-for-1 in the game. Polanco hits a fly ball into left field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cabrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabrera strikes out. 1 out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Abreu is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Abreu hits a line drive into center field. Buxton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Frazier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Frazier hits a fly ball into center field. Buxton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Mauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mauer hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Garcia. Mauer reaches second base with a double. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Plouffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Plouffe hits a line drive into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kepler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kepler strikes out. There goes Mauer. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mauer scores. Kepler moves to second. It's 5-4, Twins. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Rosario is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosario hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Frazier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.R. Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Kepler scores. Sano moves to third. It's 6-4, Twins. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Buxton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Buxton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Abreu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Saladino is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Saladino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sano fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sano. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polanco fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kevin Smith is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sanchez is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polanco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Dozier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dozier hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Twins. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Polanco is 0-for-2 in the game. Polanco hits a line drive towards first. Abreu reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mauer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garcia. Mauer reaches second base with a double. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Plouffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Plouffe hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kepler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kepler hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Eaton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Eaton strikes out. One out. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Rosario settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cabrera is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabrera hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Buxton. Cabrera reaches second base with a double. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Abreu is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Abreu hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cabrera scores. It's 7-5, Twins. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Frazier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Frazier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Abreu moves to third. Buddy Boucher's now pitching. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Saladino is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Saladino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Polanco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sano is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sano strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rosario is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosario hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosario for the out. 2 outs. J.R. Murphy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Murphy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Twins. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buxton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Buxton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cabrera. Buxton reaches second base with a double. Matt Albers now pitching. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dozier is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dozier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cabrera. Dozier reaches second base with a double. Buxton scores. It's 9-5, Twins. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Polanco is 0-for-3 in the game. Polanco hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanchez strikes out. Murphy drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Sanchez out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Plouffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Plouffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kepler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kepler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Taylor Rogers now pitching. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Eaton is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cabrera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Anderson moves to second. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Abreu is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Abreu hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-8, Twins. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Frazier is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Frazier hits a fly ball into left field. Rosario settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tyler Saladino is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Saladino is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Saladino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 8. The Twins will come to bat. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sano is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sano hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-8, Twins. Chris Beck now pitching. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Rosario is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosario hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. J.R. Murphy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Murphy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Buxton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Buxton bunts towards the mound. Beck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Murphy moves to second. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Dozier is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dozier strikes out. 2 outs. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Polanco is 0-for-4 in the game. Polanco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Polanco for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Ryan Pressly now pitching. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Garcia is 0-for-3 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Kepler. Garcia reaches second base with a double. Omar Narvaez pinch hits for Kevin Smith. Omar Narvaez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Narvaez takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sanchez is 0-for-3 in the game. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Plouffe scoops it up and throws to first, with Pressly covering, for the out. Garcia moves to third. Narvaez moves to second. 1 out. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Eaton is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Plouffe scoops it up and throws to first, with Pressly covering, for the out. Garcia scores. Narvaez moves to third. 2 outs. It's 10-9, Twins. Brandon Kinsler now pitching. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Anderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the White Sox 9. The Twins will come to bat. Omar Narvaez now catching. Dan Jennings now pitching. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Mauer strikes out. 1 out. Trevor Plouffe batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Plouffe is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Plouffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kepler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kepler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Melky Cabrera batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cabrera takes first base on ball 4. Jose Abreu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Abreu is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 7 RBIs. Abreu hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sano fields it and throws to first for the out. Cabrera moves to second. 1 out. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Frazier is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Frazier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cabrera moves to third. Justin Morneau pinch hits for Tyler Saladino. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Morneau takes first base on ball 4. Frazier moves to second. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Garcia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cabrera scores. Frazier scores. Morneau moves to second. It's 11-10, White Sox. J.B. Schuck pinch runs for Justin Morneau. Omar Narvaez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Narvaez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Narvaez strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 0-for-4 in the game. Sanchez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Twins 10. The Twins will come to bat. David Robertson now pitching. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sano is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sano takes first base on ball 4. Logan Schaefer pinch runs for Miguel Sano. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rosario is 0-for-4 in the game. Rosario strikes out. 1 out. Kurt Suzuki pinch hits for J.R. Murphy. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Eaton. Suzuki reaches second base with a double. Schaefer goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 11, Twins, 11. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Buxton is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Buxton hits a fly ball into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Dozier is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dozier is walked intentionally. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Polanco is 0 for 5 in the game. Polanco hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Twins 11. The White Sox will come to bat. Eduardo Escobar now playing third base. Kurt Suzuki now catching. Ryan O'Rourke now pitching. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eaton is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Eaton strikes out. 1 out. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Buxton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Abreu is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 7 RBIs. Abreu strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Twins 11. The Twins will come to bat. Nate Jones now pitching. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mauer is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 doubles. Mauer strikes out. 1 out. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Plouffe is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Plouffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kepler is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Kepler strikes out. 2 outs. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Plouffe moves to second. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Escobar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Twins 11. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Dean now pitching. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Frazier is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Frazier hits a pop-up towards first. Plouffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. J.B. Shuck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Shuck hits a fly ball into right field. Kepler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Escobar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Twins 11. The Twins will come to bat. Juan Minaya now pitching. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rosario is 0 for 5 in the game. Rosario hits a fly ball into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Suzuki is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Suzuki hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buxton is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Buxton strikes out. 2 outs. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dozier is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. he's got two RBIs. Dozier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Twins 11. The White Sox will come to bat. Omar Narvaez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Narvaez is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Narvaez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sanchez is 0-5 in the game. Sanchez bunts towards first. Plouffe scoops it up and throws to first, with Dozier covering, for the out. Narvaez moves to second. One out. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Eaton is 0-6 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Eaton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Narvaez moves to third. Eaton moves to second. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Anderson is 2-6 in the game, with two singles. Anderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rosario. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Narvaez scores. Eaton scores. It's 13-11, White Sox. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cabrera is 3-5 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Cabrera hits a fly ball into center field. Buxton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Abreu is 3-6 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got 7 RBIs. Abreu hits a fly ball into right field. Kepler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Twins 11. The Twins will come to bat. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Polanco is 0-6 in the game. Polanco takes first base on ball 4. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Mauer is 2-6 in the game, with two doubles. Mauer takes first base on ball 4. Polanco moves to second. Robbie Grossman pinch runs for Joe Mauer. Tommy Connell now pitching. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Plouffe is 1-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Plouffe hits a line drive towards the mound. Connell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kepler is 1-6 in the game, with a single. Kepler strikes out. Two outs. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There's a wild pitch. Polanco moves to third. Grossman moves to second. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Escobar is 0-1 in the game. Escobar takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rosario is 0-6 in the game. Rosario hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Connell, and towards Frazier, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Minnesota Twins, 11. Goodbye from Target Field in Minneapolis.